A radio station in North Georgia.
Welcome to Be a Light, an outreach ministry of Community Baptist Church. Now, Pastor Doug Forrester.
Good morning. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to our Be a Light broadcast this morning. I'm Pastor Doug Forrester on behalf of Community Baptist Church here in Gainesville, Georgia. We would like to express our gratitude and love for you, invite you to come and be with us in our regular services at located at 4014 Hyde Mill Road here in Gainesville, Georgia, in the East Hall community. So if you don't have a church family, we would certainly love to have you this morning. Remember our service and remember all of our other services all throughout the area. Pray for all of our church services, Sunday school services, revivals going on, Bible schools going on, a lot of activities to get involved in the church communities. And I know you'll be a blessing to someone in that field. We want to go to the Lord in word of prayer in just a moment. But I want us to think about all the prayer requests that's been made known unto us today and throughout the week. I wish I had an opportunity sometimes to open up a phone line to take everybody's request. But, God knows all about each and every one of those prayer requests upon your heart. So I want to say to you this morning to just depend upon the Lord. Take it to Him in prayer this morning, and certainly He will take care of those needs in the manner and fashion that He sees fit today. And it's not always our will I know it's always God's will that He answers prayer like He wants us to, but sometimes we think God ought to answer a prayer a certain way, but let me tell you, folks, it's not our will, but God's will be done this morning. That's what I meant to say a while ago. Bow with us as we pray. Our kind and gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for the day that You've given us. Lord, I pray, God, unto You today, God, as humbly as I know how. God, asking You that You'll revelate our minds and hearts, give us the voice, give us knowledge, give us the wisdom today to look into Your word and bring that, God, to the people today that You would be pleased with. God, not our will, but Thy will be done. God, I pray, Heavenly Father, God, for all the prayer requests that's been made known unto us, God, this week, and Lord, the services today, God, I pray, Lord, that You would be in the midst, blessed all Your servants as they stand behind the sacred desk today and bring Your blessed holy word, God, wherever it needs to go. God, You know, God, the needs. God, You know the needs here today. God, those that have tuned in today, Lord, maybe for the first time, that God needs a touch from You. God, I pray, Lord, that You'll God, touch their heart and their soul today. God, if there be one among us today that's lost that joy, God, that, Lord, they've kind of drifted away from You. God, I pray, Lord, that You would touch them. God, most importantly, most of all, this morning we pray for the lost, that God, that's lost and undone without You. God, I pray that somehow, some way before the sun sets this evening, God, that You would save their soul. God, just, God, maybe even during this program, God, that they would kneel right where they're at and cry out to You, God, that You'd save their soul. Go with us now, Lord, lead us, guide us, and direct us. Lord, that we would say and do that would be pleasing unto You. I pray, God, that You bless the radio staff here and what they mean to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to go ahead and play our first song for you this morning. And so listen as the kingdom heirs sing, I Know What Lies Ahead. And I know this song will be a blessing to you.
This road I'm on is straight and narrow, but it leads to a better home. It was laid by Christ one day at Calvary while he suffered all alone. This road may lead over many high mountains and valleys dark and low, but I walk each day with sweet assurance and I'll safely reach my home. Ahead there's joy and gladness and rest for my weary soul. Ahead there's peace and contentment, everybody will be happy and whole. I'll be at home with Jesus where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead.
While on this road I get so weary and often my feet would stray, but a gentle hand still leads me onward and helps me find my way. As I climb each hill and cross each valley, by his hand I'm daily led. But I won't look back, gonna keep right on walking, for I know what lies ahead.
Ahead there's joy and gladness and rest for my weary soul. Ahead there's peace and contentment, everybody will be happy and whole. Where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead.
Ahead
there's joy and gladness and rest for my weary soul.
Ahead
there's peace and contentment, everybody will be happy and whole.
I appreciate that good song this morning that the Kingdom Heirs brought to us today. We're going to be taking our text from the book of Genesis this morning. Again, it's a joy for you to be with us this morning in mind and heart and spirit. We ask that you pray diligently for us, that we would ever do that, that would be pleasing to the Lord, that we might let our light so shine. We'll pray that you'll let your light shine out in a lost and a dying world. I know we've got a lot of friends and family and loved ones that listen to the program. Some of them are not able to get out and about like they once did. And we want to say a special thank you this morning for all the times that you've helped us and you've supported us. And so I want to thank you once again for listening to us this morning. We want to look at Genesis chapter number 3, and this scripture came upon our heart. And I don't know how much that we'll read this morning, but we'll start in verse number 1 of the 3rd chapter of the book of Genesis and read just as far as the Lord would have us to. We may skip over to a different chapter this morning, but listen as we read the Word of God. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, and he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And I can just hear the Lord speaking unto Adam in that audible voice, and just saying out, Adam, where art thou? Imagine how they must have felt when knowing and realizing that they had disobeyed God, and that he had told them not to partake of. They did this because of Satan. He deceived them. That old deceiver this morning, he will deceive us. He'll lie to us. He'll try to steal our relationship with God. And if we listen to him, we'll fall prey into his hands, just like Adam and Eve did. Let's pick on up there in verse number 10. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And God already knew the answer to this. God knew what they had done. But he wanted to see how truthful that Adam would be unto him. Let me tell you, no matter what we do in our life, it is not hidden from God. God knows all about us and our actions and all that we do. God just wants us to confess our faults unto him. And he asked Adam here, he said, hey, did you eat of this tree that I told you not to eat of? Let's read on down and see what Adam told him here. And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to me with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, now let me stop right there before I read verse number 14. And then isn't that typical of how that you and I sometimes respond unto God? Pray for us this morning. We'll get this out this morning. That sounds kind of typical how we would respond unto God, that, hey, I don't want to take the fault here. So-and-so persuaded me to do this. And, hey, Adam was just as guilty as Eve was, but they were truthful with God, and they told the Lord here that what they had done. And that's what God wants us to do, is just confess our faults before him and be truthful unto him, but it doesn't excuse our actions. It doesn't excuse us from any wrongdoing. It doesn't excuse us or justify us that we confess our faults, but hey, it gives us a direction to go in for forgiveness. And God's a loving God. He's a merciful God. He's a forgiving God, but he's also a just God and a God of wrath. So let's see what he spoke unto the serpent here in verse number 14. Be much in prayer for us. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Upon the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And we'll pick up reading again here in just a moment, but the Lord placed the punishment upon Adam and Eve here, and upon the serpent. It has been with us all the way down to the very present moment in time. God created the Garden of Eden for mankind to live in and never have a care, never have a worry. God also created mankind as a free moral agent to make those decisions that as they come to us. And here Adam and Eve both chose to go a different way other than what God had commanded them. And here the old serpent had, the Bible said it, beguiled Eve. And she, I don't know what was in her mind, but she said, hey, I'll do this thing and let me go to my husband, Adam. And she gave unto him, and they both willingly and partake of this forbidden fruit from that tree, and they both ate of it. And immediately when they did this, they realized that they were in the wrong. Let me tell you, you and I today, when we do something that is contrary, that's opposite of what God commands us to do, we immediately know that we have done wrong in the sight of God. And it comes to us without a doubt. It comes to us in such a way that we know we are not hidden from or excluded from sinning today, but that we need a remedy to cover our sins. And let me tell you, where we're at today in life I'm glad that I'm covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, that he covered all sin and doubt and confusion. And when we do sin, I'm glad he made us a promise. When we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. And God's a just God. He's a loving God, like I said earlier. And he's a forgiving God. The things that we do today that is a reproach unto God, he had rather us not do those. But I'm glad that we do have an advocate with the Father. Let me read on down in verse number 20, and the Bible reads like this: And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also, unto his wife, did the Lord make coats of skins and clothe them. And I'm so thankful that when you and I sin today, that God covers us and he clothes us that of the coat of skins that God places upon us that covers that of sin today. And it, the Bible said, it clothed them. And verse number 22, and the Lord God said, behold, the man has become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever. And the sentence that God had placed upon them, that the woman might bear that of children and feel the pain and that of the child bearing, and how that Adam was sentenced to work by the sweat of his brow and to till the ground and do all these things to be able to eat and provide for that of his family. God put that sentence upon them. Now, I want you to remember, think back for just a moment. You know, they didn't have to do anything there in the Garden of Eden. I believe there was plenty to eat, and God would have taken care of them, you know, all down through time. But even when sin come by, God made a way that he would provide and take care of that of Adam and Eve and all the descendants that came out of that. God's still taking care of us today. He said he made us a promise. He said he would not leave us, and he would not forsake us and leave us alone, but he would be with us always, even to the end of the world. And let me go back and pick up verse 22 again. And the Lord said, behold, the man has become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat, live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. So God sealed the entrance there to the Garden of Eden, that no one would ever enter into that place again. But I'm glad that God didn't say, "Hey, I'll cast you out. I'll forget about you, and you'll be on your own now." But God didn't do that. He made a way that Adam and Eve would suffer the pain and sufferings of this life, but I believe he let them know that he would still be with them. And God is still looking after you and I today, and I'm so thankful of that God's never turns his back on us. And even though we might turn our back upon him, even though we might listen to old Satan, and Satan might get us distracted and confused and all these things that he does to us, I'm glad God still loves us this morning. We're just about out of time. It's been a great joy to be with you today. I hope you've gotten something out of the message this morning, out of the song that we played for you, and hope you get something out of the next song that we're going to play for you by Gold City. They're singing a wonderful song here, I'm Not Giving Up. So listen as Gold City closes us out this morning with I'm Not Giving Up. May God bless you is our prayers. We love you. Community Baptist Church loves you. God loves you more than anything that we could ever say this morning. May God bless you is our prayer.
Well, I'm not giving up. No, I'm not turning round. By the grace of God, I'll wear a shining crown. Someday, well, I'll keep holding on to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up. No, I'll keep going on. I've been walking through the valley, through this veil of tears. At times I've even questioned, even if my Lord was near. Many times that old tempter, he says, why not turn around? You can't get any farther because you're just losing ground. Oh, but I'm not giving up. Oh, I'm not turning round. By the grace of God, I'll win a shining crown. Someday, well, I'll keep holding on to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up. No, I'll keep going on. Would you mind to tell me there's been something bothering me? Why is it that old devil, he just won't let God's children be? See, he has purposed and determined to get right in the way and turn us from the way of life and lead our souls astray. Oh, but I'm not giving up. I'm not turning round. By the grace of God, I'll wear a shining crown. Someday, well, I'll keep holding on to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up. No, I'll keep going on. Well, I'm not giving up.
Giving up.
No, I'm not turning round.
Turning round.
By
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.